Hi there. The word for today is on getting people to listen to you. In Mark 12, verse 37, we read, "The common people heard him gladly." The Bible says concerning Jesus, the common people heard him gladly. And why? Because his words were backed up by these all important things, his character, his conduct, and his concern for others. In short, Jesus earned the right to speak into people's lives. The question is, have you? Getting people to listen calls for different things. One of them, an important one, is insight. When what you say truly helps somebody, you form a connection. Benjamin Franklin, one of the most admired figures in American history and known for his homespun wisdom, had a remarkable career. Interestingly, he had a little formal education. He attended school for only 2 years. 2 years, that's all. Yet he was highly respected because of his knowledge and keen insight, a voracious reader, and an intellectually curious man. He became an expert in a remarkable number of areas, printing and publishing, politics, civic activism, the sciences, and in diplomacy. He was an innovative inventor who secured the support of France during the Revolutionary War, which, as you know, made all the difference. He founded the first public library in America, served as the first president of the American Philosophical Society, and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. His biographer, Walter Isaacson, calls Franklin, and I quote, "the most accomplished American of his age and the most influential in inventing the type of society that America would become." People felt a sense of connection when Franklin shared his wisdom. So, you say, "Oh, that's interesting, but how does it apply to me?" Well, in this way, when you really love people, work hard, study, develop and share your expertise in a given area, they'll learn to respect and listen to you. And when it comes to listening, you don't get what you demand. You get what you earn. And that's the word for you today.